Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and this is a special. Her name is Diane Bucci.
Like, right? You're like dating signals. Well, some of us don't have our soulmates are married yet, and we're dating, and I think that can be a lot of fun, but it also can be really, really challenging, right? So, you know, and I have been on more dates than I've been in relationships, believe it or not, which I prefer for now. I'll meet the right one, then I'll settle down again, but I've been married once and divorced, and so I'm a divorced woman in her 30s, and how do we date? Is it different in your 30s or 40s or 20s? I don't think so. So one of the things that I want to really be clear on is when my parents taught this to me a long time ago, so therefore when I date, I'm not looking for a mate, or I'm not trying to make an outcome be an outcome. I'm like, okay, because my folks told me never date looking for a husband, date to learn about people. And so I've had some incredible relationships, friendships that weren't supposed to be romantic. They turned into great friendships, and still to this day I have them. And that's cool, right? So I never have dated to get a mate. I never dated to get a prom date, or I never dated to get a date for something. If I needed a date, I would ask the guy myself, okay? So take me to this place, or I'm going to take you, or whatever, because, you know, we have social functions a lot of times that we need a date for. So that's a whole other story for a different day, for a different show. So, as I said, I got a lot of experience with dating. Not mating, dating. Dating means going out, meeting a person, having coffee, or going to the beach, having fun, going, whatever you want to do. I've done a lot of different things. I am not talking about being romantic and sexual here. I'm talking about dating. So I want to be clear about that, because I think that's something that you got to be clear when you're dating. What are you trying to do? A lot of times on internet dating, we send different signals, and we mean something totally different, right? Because I'm talking about dating and the signals and missing the signals. And I've done it all: dating, grocery store dating, meeting guys at a restaurant. You know, you bump into people, there's a connection, and you pursue it, and boom, you know, you meet and you date a little bit, or you move on. So let's talk about, I'm going to start with internet dating, because that's an interesting one, right? I don't know how many of you guys are internet dating or have tried it, right? And you're like, oh, it works, or it doesn't work. Or maybe you're saying, oh, it doesn't work, I would never do anything like that without trying it, okay? So I want to just say, if you're making that opinion or making that opinion your own without trying it, then I think you're taking someone else's opinion and experience and making it your own. So that's something that my dad taught me. And so I've got some great parents, as it sounds like. And so I would suggest that before you make an opinion, you try it. So what does that look like? So if you're going to try internet dating, somebody emailed me yesterday on one of the websites, and he says, hey, baby, you want to get together and have some fun? So I looked at his profile, and it says looking for a relationship. And and I said to him, I texted him back, or not texted him, emailed him back. I said, by the way, your profile says you're looking for a relationship, but you're coming on to me like a hookup. And he says, well, I'm looking for a relationship. Well, send the right signal out. That's a signal that's very, you know, misinterpreted, right? And I hate that. It's very frustrating, right? Because I'm not looking for a hookup. Most of us aren't. Most of us are looking for some quality time with a quality person, you know? And not that hookups are not quality. I'm not saying that. It's just not my thing. And he texts me back. He says, oh, I'd like to get together again. No, I don't think so. You know, because you have 10 seconds, I think, to really put up what you're looking to create in your life, right, when someone meets you, if it's business and personal. So it already turned me off, and I was like, I don't think so. So those are some signals there you got to look at. What kind of signals are you sending out? What kind of signals are you receiving back, right? And I'm asking myself that. And, when I'm looking at a possible guy to go out with and spend time with, I don't know how you guys are. I'm clear on about one thing. My time is at a premium, and the time that I've set aside to socialize, I want to make sure it's with a quality of person, right? That's a signal that I'm putting out there. You know, whether it's a guy on the internet, whether it's a guy on the beach, because I live on the beach, or whether it's a guy in the grocery store, or whether it's a guy at a restaurant or anything, my time is at a premium. I'm sure yours is too. And so I want to make every moment count. Okay. That's a signal. And so therefore, when you're looking at someone and you're looking at, if you're internet dating and his dating profile says, hey, I'm looking for someone to date and to get into a relationship with, you know, I would really consider that person looking and seeing what his interests are. You know what I mean? So if his interests are working out in water and you're not into water, you're into the mountains and not really exercising, not the right guy for you or the right girl for you. Right. So look at what their interests are and who they are and see how that measures up. Because if you're looking for a guy that works out or a woman that works out and you don't exercise, that's a signal that she or he is looking for. That's a something that they're looking for. And that's important to them because they're listing it. And that if it's not important to you, move on. I've learned that the hard way, too, as well. You know, if you're a foodie person and you enjoy fine dining, and I'm not. I'm really not. I enjoy great food, but, you know, food to me is, you know, going to an exquisite restaurant, I enjoy every once in a while, but it's not something I look to do. And so, for example, and I have a friend of mine, she's the same way. She goes, I am not a foodie person. She goes, so I, you know, for me, going out and having fun, going rollerblading, going to a restaurant, sports bar, going to a nice restaurant, doesn't really matter to me. I'm looking for the connection. Same here with me too, as well. As I'm looking for the connection. You know what I mean? So, food is secondary to that. Okay, but sometimes it's not for people, and that's okay. There's no right or wrong way. There's just being true about who you are and the right signals that you're sending out to that potential date. Okay, or that date you're on. So you know, those are a couple things that I want to say and about signals. You know, look at who you are. Attract that person. If you're sending, I'm into working out and you just started at the gym, probably not the right signal to say, send out. Just say, hey, you know, I just started working out and I'm looking to hang out with people that are the same working out, but I'm really new to it, and those kind of things. Or if you're, you know, I'm a runner. So if you're a runner and you want to run with a runner, then you got to be real, real clear about the signals you're sending to that potential partner, right? I just started. I'm getting back into, you know, so be straight with them. Okay. Because those, you know, you can be really, sending those wrong signals out can really lead to a evening or a couple hours of not fun. Right. And I think you should enjoy your life. Right. You know, if you're a great, if you like fine dining, you like wine and there's a restaurant opening or there's a food tasting or wine tasting, you know, that may be something for you to meet somebody at, you know what I mean? And, so there you go. I just started painting. Okay, so I'm giving you stuff about me because I'm really good at dating, and I, you know, and a couple of people said, Tori, you really need to do a show on that and do some articles. So I'm doing those. I just started painting, and so I'm at the painting workshop per se. Is that how you say it? I'm not even sure anymore, but I'm enjoying it. I'm not very good. All right, but because this is my first time, and people have been, they do this all the time, you know. And so anyway, I'm painting and looking at my work, and I was like, compared to other people's work, I was like, oh, I got a long way to go, but I'm enjoying myself, right? So that's another way to meet people, opening up new, you know, your new interests, which we painting, you know, for me, I like to try, what is that? When you mold things, clay work, I don't know what you call it, but see, that's how good I am. But I'm researching that to see if I can do that too as well. But those are some great ways that you can attract new people in your life, friends, you know, girlfriends, boyfriends, a romantic interest or whatever. But be clear about the signals that you're sending out, okay? If you want a relationship, just say, hey, I would like a relationship. And if you're, you know, if you're wanting to develop new interests, just say, hey, I like a relationship and to develop new interests, right, so I can enjoy my life more. I posted something on our Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoaches, about serial shopping for a mate. And I'm not into that. And Deepak Chopra wrote something and I put it on there. You guys check it out, okay? Because he's talking about, it's really not finding that person to make you feel a certain way. It's about feeling that certain way and creating that within yourself. You know what I mean? And then you just, you because your vibration is high, then you run into people that will mirror that in you. So that's something I want to be real clear about. Let me repeat that, okay, because that's an important one. That's what my folks taught me. That's what, you know, I teach myself. That's what I live and breathe. I try to, and sometimes I mess up, but hey, I always get back on the horse and ride the horse again and start, you know, start saying, hey, I can do it better next time. And there's no better, I guess, really is what I'm saying. There's only that the time, what you do that time, you know. So, you know, I had that same circumstances where I'm meeting a guy and, you know, and I'm real clear about who I am and what I bring to the table. Because not to impress him or not to not impress him, but just to know, let him know who I really am. You know what I mean? I'm spiritual. You know, I met a guy yesterday, for instance, for coffee. And I like meeting for coffee or a glass of wine. It's really easy going. And so I'm talking to him, and I didn't think I would like him at all, but I did. I found him quite interesting. I'm not a bit political, but he is. And he was telling me some amazing stories and, you know, about things in our military and about our government and about world politics and things that were happening, things I didn't even know about. So was that something that, did I send out a wrong signal to attract that guy? I don't think so. Because one of the things I love to do is to learn and learn new things. And he taught me some new things. And he said to me, he goes, I'd like to take you out to dinner. I'm going out of town. You know, and I said, yeah, I gotcha. And so I'm here for a little while myself. And he says, okay, well, when I get back, I'll take you out. And I was like, great. Am I super attracted to him? I don't know. Not really right now, but is that the most important? I don't know. But I am attracted to learning from him and to sharing knowledge that I have too as well, you know. So we went back and forth about meditation, and he didn't know a great deal about that, and spirituality, and, you know, and he taught me some real cool things, and I taught him some things too. So it's about learning, about sharing, and that's a signal that I send out. So let me tell you this. If you go to my, I'm going to mention this again, okay, facebook.com/angelcoaches. I got some great stories about dating up there and what Deepak Chopra has said, and also what I date a lot. And hold on, my cleaning lady's out here. sorry, she's quite loud. You know, what I, hold on, let me walk away. Anyway, so what I'm looking for, so I went out. How many times do you usually go out with a guy? I always know right away, one date, and I'm going to know. Maybe within 5 minutes, I'm going to know if this is a person that I want to keep in my life on a daily basis or be a friend with, or is there a possible romance? And I'm sure he is evaluating the same way, because men, you know, men do that too. So I met this guy, and I really neat story how I met him. And as I said, I do internet dating. And so I'm talking to these people. I'm sitting at a bar around where I live, because I live on the beach, and I was at a sports bar. And cool story. And so anyway, this guy, he sits down. I saw him looking at me and talking to a friend of mine. And, you know, I was doing something else, talking to somebody else, having a great conversation with them. Anyway, long story short, they both, my friend and him, both tapped me on the shoulder and trying to get my attention. And I was like, hey, what's up? And he shows me this picture on his phone, and it was of me. And so I was like, how'd you get my picture? I don't even know your name. And anyway, long story short, he went to a dating website and found me there, and had saved my picture as one of his favorites. Now, as I said, it sounds like I do a lot of dating on the dating websites, and I really don't. Most time I meet people on the beach, but sometimes I do. It all works. It's not about what you use. It's just getting out there and really being a great soul and person and enjoy meeting people, and that's what I do. So anyway, I thought that was neat, right? He had my picture, and I was like, wow, it was meant to be. Things are meant to be, and we meet people for different reasons, okay? So anyway, I met him not as a great love interest, and I'll share this with you what I learned. So I got this guy who's very attractive sitting in front of me, and so I sit down, and so we start chatting away. He bought me a glass of wine, and I was like, I can buy you one, and he goes, no, let me buy you a glass of wine. And this is important. You'll see why today. So anyway, you know, we're chit-chatting and stuff. And he was telling me all about his life and what he does. He has a restaurant in New York, and he had just bought a place on the beach down here. He's like 43, 44. I don't remember now. And And please understand, I'm giving you all this information so you can miss, you can see the dating signals. So I was like, wow, you know, it wasn't, I was an over the top, and I never really am with a guy, okay? Because I, you know what I mean? You put them on a pedestal, and you need to put yourself on a pedestal and do that for you rather than do that for him. Always be nice to people, okay? And always be kind and compassionate and considerate, but always, always put yourself on there. Don't expect him or her to do it. Okay, so moving on. He's going back to New York, and I was like, okay, great guy. He got my number. I got his. We chit-chatted back and forth while he was gone, and so he came back, and this was, I met him, in May, and about 6 weeks later, he came back in June, and we went out for dinner, and, we went out for dinner. He came back twice in June. We went out for dinner, and anyway, so what happened was when we did, he's sitting there with me and I was like, oh, nice guy, you know, and we're chatting away and I said, there's a restaurant that, you know, you're new down here and you're just getting your life settled here. I'd love to take you to, it'd be my treat when you come back. Right. And he says, oh, okay, great. No one, he goes, women don't take me out. I've never been on, a woman has never paid for a date. I was like, oh, okay, well, no problem. It's no big deal. And so anyway, long story short, we go back, he comes back into town, we go on this date, right? We don't go on this date. We're sitting for dinner, and then he comes back into town in July, and he says to me, I'm sorry, I'm getting the times confused. He said, but he had called me, he says, hey, maybe we'll go to that restaurant that you told me about when I come back. And I was like, you know, if I ask a guy to go out on a date with me, like most men, you don't like it when a woman suggests, hey, let's go out on this date that you told me about or this place that you told me about before, not unless you know each other much better. And so it annoyed me, first dating signal he missed, that he wanted to plan the date that I was going to take him on, right? And I know that's small, okay, but it annoyed me. And, and I realized that how much it annoyed me later. So I said, okay, yeah, sure, we'll go. So I'm getting, I got a stomach flu, and this was actually last week, and I couldn't see him when we agreed to. And have you ever had that happen, got sick and before a date, right? And you really did, were sick. So what happened was, is that I told him, I said, I can't go, I'm super sick, which I was, and I was in bed for about 4 days, you guys, and it was so, so, so painful. And you can imagine. Anyway, so long story short, we agreed to meet, and I took him to this restaurant. And so we're, you know, I said, are you sure you want to go to this restaurant? I texted him, and he goes, yeah. He goes, what's your gig? And so I go, I know that I agreed to pay. It's not what I'm asking. I said, because I'm taking you out, I want to make sure you're happy with where we're going. And he goes, oh, yeah, it's cool. So we get there, and then, now remember, I had been out to dinner with him before, and, twice before. And he, and so I know how he ate. So one of the things that, we're sitting down at the table, and he orders food. He orders three entrees for himself, okay? Now, understand, he says, three big meals for himself and for one person. He goes, you can share with me. I was like, yeah, okay. And, so I watched him eat all that food. It was disgusting. He ate like a pig. And I was like, wow, because I'm buying, he's eating all this food, because I've seen him eat before and he didn't do that right when he's paying the bill. So that is a signal that he missed too, right? And didn't like it. Who would? So we're sitting there and we're talking, and he's telling me that he didn't believe me, that I was really sick. He wasn't sure whether to believe me. And I was like, first of all, on Saturday night, you don't sit in front of in a bar on Saturday night, bar restaurant, and share your trust issues with someone. You enjoy the food. It's wild. It's fun. And, you know, and we could talk, but it wasn't certainly in a place where, you know, we're on a third date where you're telling me about your trust issues, you know? So anyway, a lot, and that annoyed me that he didn't believe me. There's no reason to say that. So we get to the end of the date, and understand, we've never been intimate. We've kissed a couple times, and I hope it's okay to say to you guys. And remember what I did say is that sometimes, you know, the perfect person for us is not because they're amazing and wonderful, perfect person with us for us is to show us what we need to look at, or weakness we need to look in ourselves. So we were walking back to my house, and you know, because I live near this bar, and he lived near there too as well. We both walked up there, a bar restaurant. And we get there, and he says to me, he goes, "Oh, I'm so miserable. I've eaten so much. Not attractive." Okay, so not attractive, right? You know, you don't do that, okay? Not, you know what I mean? I don't think you should do it ever, abuse your body like that, but, I mean, we all do. But you don't do it with someone you just met who's paying, who's paying the bill, right? You know, make yourself sick eating so much food. And so anyway, he looks at me, he says, "I would really like to come into your house." And I'm thinking, you reek of garlic. You've eaten like a pig. I don't think so. I didn't say that, but that's another signal he missed. And I missed it. Must have missed some too, because I'm not on a date with him, right? Because I knew from the second date, I didn't really want to see him again. Okay. And that's something you got to trust your gut feelings. You got to trust what you see. And you got to trust your messages from the angels, if that's what you're getting. But you got to trust your intuition. And I knew he wasn't for me. I told a friend of mine that. So anyway, moving forward, I didn't say that you reek of garlic or you ate like a pig, which was a big turnoff. But I just, and then you took advantage of my generosity, too. I just said, I go, "No, not tonight." He goes, "You don't trust me." And I was like, "No, you reek of garlic once again." And it's not about trust. It's like, I'm just not attracted to you. And I didn't want to bring anyone in my home. I never do, unless it's going to be something. You guys know, some of you guys are like that. And it's okay, whatever way you are, this is the way for me to be. And so he leaves, and I, go back in my house. I was fuming mad. And because I felt like he'd taken advantage of something, right? You know, a woman had never taken him out before. So he eats three big plates of food for three people. I have a little bit, and that's, I think, I was recovering from being sick, and he was a big turnoff. Anyway, so I'm going through all this thing, and I sit there and I think about it, and I go, I write an article for an international magazine, and about relationships, and I really meditate. I said, "I'm not feeling this article. I just got off this date with this guy. What should I do?" And so I really got a strong message in meditation to write about stuff that I know about, about my dating experiences. And I hope it helps you guys, okay? So, because that's really what this is about. And I don't want it to sound like me, me, me. I want it to sound like, hey, I'd like to help you. This is helping me. Hopefully you can get some inspiration out of it too. So I looked at the whole situation. I said, okay. And I'd read Deepak Chopra's article, and I actually posted it on Facebook too. And I said, what was my lesson here, right? Because we all learn lessons. He learned a lesson. I'm learning a lesson. I think my lesson was to believe in myself and trust my intuition more, okay? Don't try to make something work, and, that's not meant to work. And because I said I'd take him out, I want to always honor my word. But sometimes it's more important to be true to yourself and also just be honest. Say, hey, I don't think I'm for you, or you for me. It has nothing to do with taking you out, and it didn't. But I knew that, as I said, he wasn't the right guy for me. And so that was one of my lessons, believing in myself, trusting myself, and then also trusting my gut feelings and intuition that I had about this whole situation. And that's what I learned, okay? He had missed so many signals. And there was a time in my life that I would just forgive that, and I still don't. That's okay, because that's him. That's not me. And how many times have I missed signals, and I acknowledge that. But this dude bought mirrored something in me about a weakness that I had in myself that I needed to look at. I got the lesson. Trust my intuition. Trust my gut feelings. If I'm not into somebody, don't try to be there. Don't try to make it work. And that's the weakness that I needed to look at, because I have done that so many times. And I don't know if you guys have, but I'm sure you have, men and women. And I think in the end of the day, we're more happy just being true to us, right? And what's his lesson? Okay, this is not a judgment, maybe just an observation. Lots of laughs, right? But his, I think, was to remember not to take advantage of somebody's generosity, of the, treat another person like you treat yourself, and that's key right there. And he would never do that. When he's paying the bill, why would he do it when I was paying the bill? And I'm not cheap by any stretch of the means at all, okay, because I take friends out. We all do, right? We take friends out, our spouses out, or our boyfriends or girlfriends, you know, or something like that. But to be blatantly so it was rude. And that's what I feel. So that's my lesson that I learned. And we all learn lessons. But I want you guys to know something. Another thing I remember is sometimes we, you know, the perfect person is the one that needs, that shows us what we need to look at in ourselves and the weakness within us. And so I acknowledge that till the cows come home. Really, that's what we say in North Carolina. And so just remember that. You're like, oh, he wasn't perfect or she wasn't perfect. Yes, they were. They're perfect for what you need to look at within yourself. I know that's painful sometimes. I get it. So I say good luck to all you guys. And as I said, I didn't realize I was going to talk this morning, but Di's going to be on tomorrow at 11:30 East Coast time. She's amazing and wonderful, guys. You'll love her. By the way, I don't know if I'm supposed to tell this, but I'm going to. She met her partner, her guy, on a dating website. So it does work, and they're happy, and they live together up in the mountains of Colorado. And she's a writer. She's a motivational speaker. And she's just amazing. And she's super intuitive and dry and funny and got some great things to share with you guys tomorrow at 11:30. So be tuning into her show, 11:30 East Coast time. And then Monday night at 9, we've got another great angel coach, because I got new angel coaches. Isn't that cool? And you do enough work, smart. You work smart, and then you get a lot of great people around you, right? You are what you are what you think you are, and what your vibration says. So I've got some super amazing people. Anyway, you know, I know my dates sound a bit crazy, but the one yesterday was right. He's amazing. You know, coffee and smart and all this. Don't know where it's going to go if it goes anywhere. Maybe not. That was what it was supposed to be, and I'm cool with that. You know, I got to learn a lot and ask a lot of questions. So, but Sue Wilcox will be on Monday night at 9. She, as I said, you can always listen to this on iTunes, Apple. Smartphones, you know, there's an app on there for everything. So, but we'd love to listen to what you have. Anyway, I'm so sorry. So I got disconnected. But so you've got Monday night, you've got Wednesday night, you got our new angel coach, Victoria. So you've got a lot of great shows that are going to cover a lot of spiritual things, fun things, magical things. I know Sue's going to talk about vibration and energy healing, angels, fairies, you name it. She's an expert. We got some cool things there. So tune into our Facebook page. It's got a lot of great stuff on there about dating, about relationships, and about angels. Facebook.com/angelcoaches. And you guys, thank you so very much for listening to the show Listen to it. We got a newsletter, so if you go to angelcoaches.org, you can get a newsletter, get our newsletter, and also get a free gift. It's a wonderful free gift. It's about all the angels, how to work with them, and how to contact them. It's also on the facebook.com/angelcoaches. Just sign up for the newsletter. You get the free gift, okay, about all the angels, how to work with them, how to connect with them, and how would you like to have an angel help you with love, life purpose, choices, and prosperity in every area, and romance too. You get it with the download, the free gift that we give. All right, everybody, have a good tomorrow with Diane.